You catch us at tax time. It's beginning of April. People are starting to get their slips. They have their slips, or maybe you've even hit submit on your tax return. So we're going to talk about our top tips for this upcoming tax season. But before we jump into that, Lindsay, tell me, content, book, social media, show, what are you into this week?
What am I into this week? We started a renovation, so I'm not into anything much other than scrolling the house app. I'm not sure if that's how you say it or not.
With the Zs.
O-U-Z-Z.
Mm-hmm.
I spend a lot of time there these days. And I'm trying to think, like, what am I watching? Survivor. We're a Survivor house, so I haven't watched Survivor. Yeah, so I won't say anything because I know that we put these episodes out usually a week or two after we record them. So I won't say anything about Survivor, but that's my jam. And if you have kids that are like between 8 and, I don't know, like 16 or something, Survivor's really fun. I find that like trying to find something that me and my kids enjoy watching is quite difficult because they will just let their brain melt by watching somebody else play a video game on YouTube all day long. But we all like Survivor. So it's a really nice thing that we get to do as a family that's relaxing, that we all enjoy. So if you haven't done that before, you should go and watch Survivor.
Yeah, I agree. We aren't currently watching Survivor, but I'm sure I'll get caught up once there's more episodes out.
Yeah.
But it is one of those shows that typically I watch TV in my bedroom because just of the nature of the shows that I watch. Like I just finished True Detective, not appropriate for kids. Like I just tend to watch things in my bedroom. And honestly, Love is Blind. I don't want any commentary from anybody in my house about the trash level of it. But Survivor is one of those shows where you can like make yourself a snack, put it in the living room and just put it on. And it's like, you put it on and the people will come. That's what I find. Because if I try to encourage my kids are teenagers. So that is why they are an immediate no. But if I like just make it an inviting space and just put it on, they get gravitated into the characters and who's the villain and why are they lying? And I think that it's just I agree. We're a Survivor family too.
Yeah, I love it. What are you watching? Not Survivors. And you finished that other show. What are you into?
No. So for content that I've been into lately, I am a little bit, I think it's the snow melting, the sunshine being up longer. I feel this really strong desire to organize and purge. So I've been watching all these DIY things on Pinterest and Instagram, all the things where I just want to have a nice tidy space. So I'm getting all these ideas about how to purge, but also how to keep your space organized. Cause that's not something that comes extremely natural to me.
Fair. Do you watch The Home Edit? Have you watched that series?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. I like it kind of. It's not all that realistic for me, but what I like about it, anybody who uses my bank account budgeting system, you probably like The Home Edit. Cause it's like home organization done in the exact same way as how I budget. I find a lot of similarities between the show. But I quite enjoy that show. It's a good one. You should watch it.
Okay. It's on Netflix?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out. All right.
All right. What are we talking about? It's tax time, lady.
Tax time. Yeah. So have you done your taxes yet?
No, but I have been going over those parallelograms from high school that I... Do you ever see that meme that comes up every tax season? It's like, oh my gosh, every tax season. I'm so happy that I spent time learning about parallelograms in high school instead of taxes. No, we always wait just to be nice to our accountant and file in June because we are both self-employed. We have no employment income, so we get to file a little bit later. So I haven't looked at mine yet.
Okay, yep. Well, I have looked at mine. Typically, I like to do mine first before I do anybody else's because I do tax returns in our practice. There's been a slight shift in Port Rouge prep. I have an accountant working for me now. He's been with me for the last 2 years. So like my client load isn't as heavy. But my rule of thumb for the last, I would say, 15 years has always been before I do anybody else's, I always do my own. Mm-hmm. And this is the first year I've broken the rule.
Ooh.
I just am so unprepared, to be quite honest. And so...
Because of the goats.
I'm just distracted.
Time and you played with goats.
I'm living my best life and I don't got time to do my own taxes. Plus, I'm scared.
No goat lady got time for taxes. Come on.
Yeah. So I think this episode is as much for me as it is for everyone else in getting motivated to get organized. I do have some rules when it comes to tax prep that I think are really not only helpful, but they're a little bit fun because taxes are kind of, you know, sometimes it's nice because you get a refund. And then other times it's like, man, this the numbers aren't numbering. Why not? Yeah.
Totally.
One of my rules is always, which is also maybe a procrastination tool, is always to try to do everything in one sitting. Mm-hmm. So try not to do them too early. You don't want to do them late, but you also want to have everything ready so that you aren't starting and stopping and starting and stopping. And the reason I make that recommendation is because the more you touch the file, the higher chances you have of making a mistake.
Mm.
You know, you are playing around with the numbers and then just to see what happened. And then you accidentally forgot that you played around with those numbers and you hit submit.
Right. Totally. Yeah. That's something I would do.
Yeah.
I think that's a good rule. And I mean, it takes a little bit more prep and a little bit more organizing. And I have heard you say in the past, I'm not sure if this is still a rule that you live by, but I've heard you say in the past to, like earlier in the year, like commit to either paper or digital.
Yeah.
So your stuff isn't all over the place. So mm-hmm. like if you are going to do it all in one sitting, then like you've got your files mm-hmm. in order, you know, you've got everything there. You take however long days or weeks to fill up those files with all the things that need to be in them. Or you've got it all digitally. And then you plan that one session and you can sit down with everything.
Yes, that is a rule. Mm-hmm. I always say either paper or digital, but never a hybrid because you're always going to find something that got lost in the shuffle. Mm-hmm. And it's so difficult. I do prefer paper, but it also overwhelms me.
Right.
So it's finding that balance of what not only feels easy, but what doesn't stress you out, because that's not the idea either.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I find that in 2024 paper, both systems are a little bit complicated because paper means that you, like when somebody emails you something, you need to print it. So therefore you need a printer, which needs to have ink, which needs to have paper. Like they're more
steps,
lights to spin, right? And so for somebody working at home, who has an office set up and is already thinking about printer supplies, easy peasy for somebody who works outside of the home. Different story, but it's equally as, maybe not equally, I don't know. But it's also difficult to, you get handed a paper receipt. Now you need to remember to either scan it or take a picture of it and get it into your digital file. Like neither one are perfect. And so I think it is important for you to realize like what makes the most sense for you. I like digital. And so how I do that is with my receipts, I take a picture of them and I email it to myself and I have a folder that they go in. And then when it's time to do my taxes, I just open that folder, all my stuff's there. Usually I use Gmail for all my stuff. So, and I use Google Drive a lot. So it's really easy to take the attached JPEG picture from my, from my email and quickly save it over to Google Drive in the appropriate, like, you know, 2023, for example, folder. Yeah. If I was doing it right now. So I find that system for the most part easier. Like I say, I don't think either one of them is perfect, but yeah. Figure out what works for you. And if you are finding yourself flustered, it might be because you're trying to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And I would also suggest that if, like, I don't know, I was just about to say, like, if there's something that you can't get digitally, it is in paper form. I had a suggestion for that, but you can always take a picture of it from your phone and make it digital. Naming it is really important. You know, like if you take a picture on an iPhone and you email it to yourself, it comes as a file like HEIC and then a bunch of numbers. Like that's not going to be helpful when you do need to go and save it appropriately with a good name.
I, for my business, everything is digital. So it's either been emailed to myself, and I do the same thing. I have like folders or tags where it's, everything's like 2024 biz or 2024 bookkeeping, or I just drag it right into the Google Drive, take a picture. I never text them to myself because they'll get lost in the abyss of my text messages. I'm really bad with text messages, but everything in my business digital. If I went out for a dinner and it was business related, I don't even take the receipt. I take a picture of it. It's gone. Okay. But in the rental, because it's not just me, that one, we've kept it paper. I tried to digitize it. It didn't work because there's two parties. And by two parties, I mean me and Greg.
I was just about to say, can you clarify who the second person is? Are you referring to the tenant or your husband?
And I felt resentment. I started to feel anger about him doing the right thing. He was just texting me the image. He would go to Canadian Tire, get the receipt, take a picture of it, send it to me. But it just felt like you're just taking a task and putting it on my plate. And that's making me angry. Mm-hmm. Not, and it's exactly what I asked him to do. But first, why would I ask him to do something that consistently made me feel angry? So it was my fault. This was a Megan problem. And so what I have done instead is I have a Ziploc bag that says rentals on it. And that's where everything goes. It's right on our dresser. It's not pretty, but he knows to put the stuff in there. I know to put the stuff in there. He worries about his stuff. I worry about mine. And it feels like I'm less of somebody's boss and more of their partner. We're doing this together. And so even though I say, like, don't do a hybrid, I'm doing two different strategies for two very different entities.
Right.
So you have to lean into the one that feels right.
Totally. Do you want to know what Graham does with his receipts? I swear it's like an automatic response that he learned as a child or something. I don't know where it comes from. When you hand that man a receipt, it's like he has just like a knee-jerk reflex and he scrunches it up and puts it in his pocket.
Uh-oh.
Oh my goodness. You have no idea how many times he has had a near-death experience in my house. Like, seriously, dude, can you not just put it in your pocket nicely? And then he comes and he puts it on the counter for me to deal with, and that part I'm okay with. But it's the scrumpled. Like, seriously, you're almost 40.
Oh, you have the patience of a saint. I can't. You're going straight to heaven, Lindsay. Straight to heaven.
Well, I don't know if it's not a near death experience the next time. Oh, I'm not sure. Okay. I'll be going to heaven. It's real close.
The last tip I have for tax season. So try to do everything in one sitting, do your taxes on time if possible, is also to try to give yourself a treat for getting it done. Give yourself a reward. So whether it's going out for dinner, or maybe there are some mini eggs left over from Easter that you've been depriving yourself of, do something that you aren't allowed to do until the taxes are done. Maybe it's start Survivor. Maybe it's catch up on the Love is Blind season. But do something that's a treat to you so that it closes the loop.
Totally. I think that is a great idea. Make it fun, right? Find a time and a space that it works for you to get it all done. Like, don't have your kids running around. Do it on a day that you can shoot them out of the house, or something, you know, something that you're not constantly driving them to practice and birthday parties because it's Saturday in spring. I don't know about your calendar, but mine is wild right now. So yeah, you know, like finding a time that you can just sit down and enjoy it, make yourself a cup of tea and get her done. It's no fun, so make it fun. Thanks for spending your time with us today.
If you heard anything that piqued your interest, check out the show notes because we probably have some extra deets or links down there.
Your homework for today: go talk to someone about your money, either your spouse, your kids, your coworker, or a licensed professional.
And if you don't like those humans today, we're always talking in Lindsay's Facebook group, Black is the New Red. So join us over there. Head over to Facebook, type in Black is the New Red. You'll see so many amazing, like-minded individuals in there trying to get better, asking the right questions, supporting one another.
We look forward to hanging out with you again on your next dog walk, or while you watch soccer practice from the sidelines. Cheers! Mm-hmm.